This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is recommending no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey sharply condemned Clinton and her colleagues at the State Department for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified material.
There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those with whom she was corresponding about those matters, should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation.
The material was sent via a private email server Clinton established at her home in New York. Iraq's interior minister has offered to resign. Mohammed Ghaban Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The minister has been a target of public anger since Sunday when a suicide bombing killed 250 people. Italian authorities detained a vagrant Tuesday on suspicion of murdering a university student from the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Police issued a statement identifying the suspect of Massimo Galliotto, a 40-year-old from Rome. The body of 19-year-old Beau Solomon was found in the Tiber River Monday. Solomon was participating in a student exchange program at an Italian university. A French parliamentary inquiry into last year's terrorist attacks in Paris is calling for the creation of a single national anti-terrorism agency. The suggested overhaul of the nation's intelligence services is just one of the more than three dozen recommendations made by the commission in a report released Tuesday. This is VOA News. The unmanned Juno spacecraft completed its engine burn Monday and began orbiting Jupiter. The spacecraft is beginning a 20-month mission mapping the planet. Here is scientist Scott Bolton.
We will turn the science instruments on in about a couple days, and we will start gathering data, and we get our first up-and-close personal look at Jupiter with all our eyes and ears open at the end of August, because our first orbit is 53 days.
Scientists and engineers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, heaved a sigh of relief when the orbit was achieved. Juno will be exposed to intense radiation as it orbits Jupiter. President Obama and one-time rival Hillary Clinton have joined forces to send the presumptive Democratic nominee to the White House. Mr. Obama Tuesday delivered an impassioned speech supporting Clinton in Charlotte, North Carolina. The president cast his former Secretary of State as an intelligent, qualified, hardworking, tough, and passionate leader.
I knew she would perform. I knew the regard in which she was held in capitals all around the world. I knew that the minute she took that job, there was a stature and a seriousness that would immediately mend some of the challenges that we had had around the world during that time.
President Obama, here's the latest on Britain's scramble for new leadership. Work and Pension Secretary Stephen Crabb finished poorly in the first party vote for a successor to Prime Minister David Cameron. Crabb dropped out of the race Tuesday and threw his support to Home Secretary Theresa May, the first place finisher in the vote. Lawmakers will narrow the field to two candidates and then put the matter to a vote before the entire Conservative Party membership. A suspected member of the al-Shabaab militant group lobbed a hand grenade into a market in Mogadishu Tuesday. Witnesses say 9 civilians were wounded by the blast. Residents were shopping at a market for the Eid al-Fitr festival, which marks the end of the month-long Islamic observance of Ramadan. No one has claimed responsibility. Nigerian soldiers thwarted suicide attacks Tuesday by 2 women from the Boko Haram group. The soldiers shot and killed the women before they were able to detonate their explosives. Meanwhile, the United States government warned Tuesday of possible attacks against expatriates and foreign visitors in Lagos during the Eid al-Fitr holidays. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni says his country will reconsider plans to pull its troops from Somalia if the AU stabilization mission there takes certain actions. Speaking to reporters at the end of a regional security summit in Kampala Monday, he said the military mission in Somalia has not been working successfully so far. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.